28 to 9 on Summer Breakfast. A reminder, SEN Test Cricket starting from 9 o'clock this morning, day 5. A thrilling completion of what's been a brilliant summer of cricket. You will not miss a moment of it here on SEN. Questions without notice in around 15 minutes' time as well. But, Dale, we've been speaking a lot about the Australian Open. We've been speaking a lot about some of the stories coming out of quarantine and some of the demands from Novak Djokovic. We've been talking about the Australian Open as a whole because it's an enormous part of the summer here.
Yes.
But this is a very, very different looking Australian Open.
And we've heard a lot of different stories and some possibly rumours, but some conflicting stories about what it is exactly like in quarantine, Jack. So we need to hear it from the horse's mouth.
We do. And as we said on this show, we took all of your calls yesterday on the Australian Open. We wanted to give context, all sides of the story. And we're delighted with thanks to Scott Pack. Turn unpaid invoices into cash. scottpack.com.au to welcome Barbora Stritzova to Summer Breakfast live from quarantine. Barbora, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
What are you up to this morning?
Well, I just woke up like 10 minutes ago. So I just have my coffee next to me and talking to you guys.
How has it been, Barbora? I mean, as we just touched on, we've heard conflicting stories, some dating back to previous Skype chats with the bosses of Australian tennis and what you were expecting when you came here. Let's go back to that point to start with. Did you have any idea about the positive cases on a flight meant that you had to be in a 14-day quarantine in a hotel?
Well, I didn't know exactly that rule, but we were sitting in the sections and we had our cohort sitting like close by, but I didn't know that rule before. But they told us when we arrived here that the health government or health officers decided if there would be one case in the plane, the whole plane will be in quarantine, the hard quarantine, that we can't go even out and play some tennis. So, I mean, it's not on Tennis Australia. The last word has always the health officers and safety and health is, I think, on first. I mean, it has to be always on the first place. So this is how it is. It's not the best, but we have to go through it. I'm starting my fifth day now. So
how have you been filling in your days? What we joked about, well, if we were in quarantine, we couldn't handle it. How have you been going?
I know, but you were in quarantine for five months.
Not true.
I mean, and I have to be for 2 weeks, so I have to handle it, and I should be handling it pretty good, and I am. So for now, I'm good. I'm doing what I have to do. I'm exercising twice a day and just reading some books, being on social and watching TV. Yeah, like I said, I can't really complain. I really have to go through it and try to be as much positive as I can be.
Have you been talking to other players on the tour? What are they saying about quarantining at the moment?
Well, I haven't so much because someone is complaining a lot and somebody is not complaining because they can go out. So I rather not really talk to them. Is this weird?
Yeah, no, it's probably a good way to look at it.
I mean, I'm talking to my coach, I think, like 10 times a day, what he is up to, and talking a lot to my family. So, yeah, I'm doing my thing, and I'm counting the days, but I'm taking it day by day.
This might seem like an odd question, but I'm only asking because we've read some of the reports and complaints from other players. Is the food that bad? Because that's been a complaint from some players, is that the food hasn't been up to standard.
Well, I'm not sure about the food because I really like the food, so... you know, I just see it from a different perspective and different angle because you guys had like the hardest lockdown I think you could have, and we are here to play tennis. We are not Austrian citizens, so we have to kind of like go with the rules what you have and deal with it and not to complain about food, about bad room or whatsoever. I mean, at the end of the day, we are staying in a 5-star hotel. So, yeah, of course, I also miss fresh air. It's sometimes like tough not to have it. We don't have a window. We cannot open a window. So, yeah, but we have to go through it and...
It is a great attitude. I'm sure you're aware of Novak Djokovic's six dot points that he sent through to Australian tennis yesterday. What was your take on that?
Well, it's nice from him that he tried for us to at least like shorten the quarantine, but I kind of knew that it's not going to happen, but it's nice to see that he tried for us. But I mean, we have to go out on 30th January. It sucks. It's somebody can go and practice. We cannot for 2 weeks. 2 weeks, it's a lot for an athlete being in the hotel, not having a fresh air, not to move. It's going to be really tough to perform and playing a best form. But sometimes in life there are tough situations, and this is one of them.
But out of the bad comes the good, or out of the isolation comes the good, because I saw on your Instagram that you built an exercise bike the other day.
Oh, yeah. I got they rent me a bike, and then I had to build it by myself, and I was like, I'm fine with it. I can kill some time. So I did that. It was really funny. And it was like in half hour I did it. So I was like, whoa, that's good.
You speak about filling in your time, and it must be difficult day in, day out, but we're aware that you're a massive Michael Jordan fan. Is that the particular documentary being The Last Dance that you've taken fancy to while being in lockdown?
Oh my God, it's the best. It was the best documentary ever. I love him.
It's an unusual way you've gone about it. We love him too. We sing his praises here daily. And the other one that you've always admired is the great Steffi Graf.
Oh yeah, she's my idol. She always always been. And yeah, Steffi is there for me since I start to play tennis.
Tell us what it's like. I mean, leaving aside what you're doing at the moment, but a day, a week, a year in the life of a touring tennis player. How many weeks of the year would you be on the road, Barbora?
Well, we are on the road kind of like 9 months of the year. We start always here in Australia. Our preparation is home or somewhere where it's the same climate as here. And we travel from January till, I don't know, beginning of November maybe. So we are always somewhere, and it's tough. It's a tough life, but I can't complain because I like it. I like it. This is my 19th Australian Open, so it's crazy.
Do you have a favorite, other than Australia, of course? Do you have a favorite place where you like to play every year?
I love to play in Wimbledon. Yeah, I had a great memory there in 2019. I was in the semifinals and we won the doubles. And since I was 2 years old, and my grandfather took me there in the museum, and I was like, okay, I will once maybe play here. So, and it's happening, so it's great.
In regards to your preparation, Barbora, and clearly being in lockdown, I know you've got the treadmill and trying to do everything you can. We've seen some footage of tennis players putting their mattress up against the wall and playing forehands and backhands. It's been very amusing from a distance. I know we're not locked up. But what does this do in regards to when you are allowed out of quarantine and the amount of work you can get done before the tournament actually starts?
Well, you don't have so much time because the first tournament before the Australian Open starts 1 day later, we go out from the quarantine. So first of all, you have to really care about your body, about your health, at the point that you go on court and you shouldn't be getting injured, or you have to watch out because it's really difficult to go and right away perform. So yeah, I mean, to feel the court, to feel the ball, it's going to take some time, like I think like a week. So I would be taking the tournament before Australian Open, that like a practice, because otherwise I don't want to get injured before a big one.
Well, Barbora, we have a text message machine here where our wonderful listeners can send in their thoughts right across the show, and they do it by the minute. I think you're now, behind Ash Barty, you're Australia's number two favourite player right now. You got a lot of...
Oh, my favourite player too.
Thank you for joining us this morning. It's been great to have you on the show. We wish you all the best of luck once you can get out of your hotel situation and start to prepare. We wish you all the best. And thanks for chatting to us this morning. It's been great to have you on.
Thank you for having me, guys.
All the very best.
Barbora Strytsova joining us on Summer Breakfast. She might have just found about 20,000 new best friends, I reckon.
We are very good at adopting people, aren't we, over the years? How's this? This is John from Williamstown. This has come through multiple times. What a balanced attitude. Happy for her to be runner-up to Ash.
And here's a sample of some more. Justin says, all I can say is hallelujah, an athlete that has perspective. Mm-hmm. This one, what a wonderful athlete. Some of the other players should listen to this interview. There's more, Del.
Yes, she's outstanding. Such a refreshing view. Hope her comments make the news headlines opposed to some of those others.
And Rick says, fantastic attitude by Barbora, my new favourite non-Australian player.
Yes.
She might be ours too, I reckon.
No, I think we've jumped on. You are the best at clamming people, Jack, well after they've already made a career of themselves. You've done it with the Scorchers in the BBL. You told us about Marnus Lavashane. You've told us about Will Pekoski about 5 years too late. And you've just jumped on Barbora after we've already interviewed her.
That's just not true. But she is my second favourite player now. Anthony from Essendon, such a fresh and wonderful attitude. I think this is the voice of the majority,
yes,
not the minority. Thanks for the interview. As I say, I know yesterday got pretty emotive when we were talking about the Australian Open, so we wanted to just try and give a player's perspective on it. And I will say, credit to Babora, and we've got another couple of players to join us in the next couple of days. Our outstanding and very hardworking executive producer, Trent, sent close to 100 messages to players. Barbora was one of a handful that responded. So that gives
good
you a pretty good idea of
good
what sort of person
well
that she is as well. It's all for Scott Pack Finance that keeps your business moving. Turn unpaid invoices into cash or access funding to build your fleet. ScottPack.com.au.